Here's another story that I find interesting. We're going to shift gears. We're going to go back national for a minute here. Kind of a rapid fire Sunday. I like this one. A local American Legion up in Ohio honors a high school senior for standing up for his beliefs. His high school wanted to force him to take his American flag off the back of his pickup truck in the parking lot. Said it may be offensive to others. Well, what about those Black Lives Matter, trans flags, and rainbow flags? You don't think those are offensive to others? Here's a story from WLBT.
I told you we were going to keep checking in on this story, and here we go. The East Central High School student who refused to take the American flag off his truck when the school told him to is now being honored by the American Legion for standing up for what he believes is right. Chancellor Wynn first shared this story with you right here on Friday. Now Chance joins us live with a closer look at tonight's ceremony.
Now, Tricia, we are live here at the American Legion in Harrison because it was actually right here in front of this Purple Heart Memorial where East Central High School senior Cameron Blasek was honored for his patriotism and his courage. It's now been 6 days since East Central High School told him to take down the American flag just for them to change their minds the next day. But Blasek says that he never had any intentions of removing the American flag from his truck.
Hell yeah, I'm an American. I like his hat there is a natural light knockoff. Says local boy. I like that.
That's East Central High School senior Cameron Blasek. Wednesday evening, veterans gathered outside of the American Legion in Harrison to honor Blasek with the Red, White, and Blue Award, along with $3,000 for his patriotism and courage.
All I ever wanted in the first place was just to fly American flag on the back of my truck. I didn't want anything more or less than that.
Last Thursday, school officials told Blasek to remove the American flag that he flies behind his truck.
They told me that if I didn't take it down, it could be seen as offensive to other students, and other students could fly more offensive flags.
Less than 24 hours later, the school changed their mind, sending out a letter to parents and students, which reads in part, quote, "After careful consideration and in recognition of the importance of the U.S. flag as a symbol of unity and national identity, I am pleased to inform you that we are allowing the display of the U.S. flag."
He's pleased to inform us that they're going to allow kids to fly the American flag.
Please. Students in the East Central High School parking lot. Blasek says this week, school administrators haven't addressed him directly about it, but he tells me he was never going to take down his American flag.
That's a symbol of unity in this country. I think that's something that, you know, everybody can come together on, no matter where you come from, how you look, or who you are. I think that's something that everybody should be able to unite on.
United States Army veteran Jean Wilson was at Blasek's ceremony Wednesday, and she says she's proud of Blasek for standing up for his rights and his beliefs.
The American flag means a lot to myself and my entire family. We have many who served in the military. Defending our country for people have the right to...
Woosah. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I used to be free. I won't forget the men who died and gave that right to me, and I proudly stand up. Y'all get the point. You know the rest. The audacity. The audacity of these cucks to try to tell a young student that he can't fly the American flag, the very American flag that flies on a flagpole, or supposed to fly on a flagpole in front of every school. No, sir, you can't fly that on your car. Something more offensive may pop up. But if you're offended by the American flag, if y'all got kids watching, hold your ears, fuck you. This is the uncensored Clay Edwards Show. If the American flag offends you, leave. Yeah, I got another one. You thought the American flag was offensive. Introduce you to the FAFO flag. That's next. I mean, what did they think was going to trigger it? What's more offensive? I mean, if you're offended by the American flag, what is your reactionary flag? The swastika? The trans flag? The Rainbow Warrior flag? Those are sexual preferences and evils. This is America. It is the flag of our country. If you're offended by it, leave this bastard. You know, black and brown people keep telling me how bad America is. How bad America is, how racist America is. But I look down at that border, as people are fleeing across that some bitch as fast as they can get in here. I don't see no white immigrants coming across that southern border. It's all black and brown coming across that southern border to the most racist country in the world. If it's so bad, why do y'all keep coming here? That's a serious question. Serious question. If it's so bad here, why do y'all keep coming? Shut up about it already. Woosa. Kudos to that kid for standing up. See if I can't find his mailing address. I'm going to send him a hat, a shirt, a flag, a sticker, the whole nine yards. Kudos to that kid. I like it. We talked about this on the show Friday, but I just had to rehash it. Let's see here.